and soundness.
And we now have with us Clint Strutt, and he's Fort Riley's Combined Federal Campaign Coordinator. We welcome you, Clint. I don't think you're going to break out in song or anything, but
no,
it's a little bit
hard
to follow. But we're talking about the Combined Federal Campaign, federal government's official workplace giving campaign. It is underway.
It is.
And tell us about it.
The Combined Federal Campaign is essentially set up so that there's not a whole bunch of different campaigns that federal employees get solicited with throughout the year. Since there's all sorts of different places where people will want to come in to solicit federal employees, you know, you've got different charities, United Way, Red Cross, American Cancer Society, so that each one of these places doesn't have its own campaign. They combined it all together and made one particular campaign so everybody could do that at the same time.
And how long has CFC been around? I remember doing interviews like this time of year, but how long has it been?
The very beginning of it was 1957. Eisenhower started the whole thing with the old community chess programs and everything like that. The campaign was then more formalized through executive order in 1961 with President Kennedy, and it's been going strong ever since.
Now, is it just for federal employees or members of the military?
Well, military members are federal employees, if you know, you take a look at it that way. So it does include military members and all other federal agencies. So if you're hearing this from me right now, if you're within earshot, some of the federal agencies, you know, the USDA, the Post Office, the Social Security Administration, those would all be agencies that can contribute to the federal campaign.
What about military retirees?
Military retirees are eligible. This is a new thing for this year. The military, the retirees are able to log on to the heartlandcfc.org and they can donate through a payroll deduction this year.
And what types of organizations are we talking about that are supported through CFC?
There's a number of different organizations. The ones that I mentioned, you know, the global organizations, or at least the international organizations, are very much a part of that. The Red Cross, the United Way, and then there's also local organizations. So what you do in order to be part of the Combined Federal Campaign is you can apply for being put in the book, and then anybody can choose to give to that charity. So what's nice about the campaign this year is 100% of your donation actually goes to your charity. In years past, what had happened was a certain amount of that was sort of sliced off for the administration of the campaign itself. And this year, they've made it so that the charities themselves have to pay to be able to be in the book. And so now 100% of your donation actually goes directly to your charity.
Now, how do donors make their pledges and donations?
The easiest way to do that would be to go to heartlandcfc.org. There you can get, they're doing a modernization campaign this year. So now instead of going through your particular pay office, you will go through the heartlandcfc.org, or you go through the Give Back Foundation. So all donations are going through there. You can just get on, and it's essentially been turned into what looks like an online shopping experience. So if you've ever bought anything online, you basically put your charity in your cart, and at the end of the whole process, then you say how much of the donation you want to go to each one of those charities, and it's a pretty simple process.
This time of year, of course, there's a lot of pleas for assistance mm-hmm. and donations and contributions.
A lot of need.
And what's the advantage of the benefit of donating through the CFC?
Well, there's a few different advantages to that. I mean, one of the big advantages you can look at is that it's convenient. Being able to have a payroll deduction is something nice. Instead of, especially in today's environment, I work as the financial readiness program manager out at Fort Riley, and we see what feels like on a daily basis news stories about somebody's data that has not been secured in some way, or some company that hasn't been very good about making sure that they're keeping that secure. So if you're doing a payroll deduction, it's really kind of nice to know that that's going to be a very secure way to do that. Instead of having somebody reach into your bank account and pull money out, which I really don't care for very much, this way I can push that money towards somebody. It's anonymous, it's easy, it's secure. I mean, those are you know, just a few reasons why it's a really good idea to go through the CFC.
Now, how long does the campaign run?
It runs until January 12th. The last day that you can make a donation online would be the 12th. So if you went to the heartlandcfc.org and you were going to do a payroll deduction through the online method, that's the last day you can.
And how can someone learn more about CFC?
They've got a wonderful website. Again, the heartlandcfc.org is a great place to go to gather more information if you want to. It's also the place that you want to go to look and see what charities are actually part of the campaign itself. So that's a really good resource. If you would like to, I would be more than happy to field any questions that you would have. So You could call me out at Army Community Service at Fort Riley, 239-9435. I'd be more than happy to answer any question you might have.
Now, you mentioned a little bit ago that you were the Financial Readiness Program Manager there on post. But I imagine this time of year is extremely busy for you.
It can be, yeah. Yeah, I think that, sometimes what we get this time of year is we get a lot of people that that decide that they're just going to sort of punt until after the end of the year. So they turn their good habits back on after the end of the year. So it's one of those things that we always try and counsel people to be very, very careful when it comes to their Christmas spending and realize that, you know, it's really a matter of time spent with your family and not so much money spent on your family.
I know credit issues and all kinds of things do tend to come up and hurt by the first of the year.
It can get kind of painful at that point in time.
Now, what is your role as Financial Readiness Program Manager? What are some other things you do throughout the year?
Right. So the thing that I do at the Financial Readiness Office is if there's ever any question that a soldier has, a DA civilian has, anybody that has any affiliation with the military, either active duty, National Guard, or reserves, we can answer those questions for them. So if you've got a very basic question like you want to know how to get a copy of your free credit report, we're more than happy to help you with that, all the way up to anything advanced. If you've got estate plan questions, I've got a CFP in my office. So we can really answer just about any question you have. If it has to do with a dollar, come ask us. It's pretty rare that we can't answer it. And if we can't, we're going to get you in touch with the expert.
So you're kind of there for them. And I imagine constantly things are changing and you have to keep track of.
They are,
law changes, regulation changes.
Yeah, one of the big changes is the blended retirement system this year. So a lot of things change. You know, every time you turn around, there's something new that you have to do with that. So.
And back to the overspending this time of year, just maybe some general suggestions while we have the opportunity to talk to you today.
Yeah, you know, the big thing that we find is that folks really, it's an emotional issue for people. You know, I mean, you get kind of caught up in the season and how much you love your family and you want to be able to provide them gifts. And you just have to understand that sometimes it's not about the thing that you buy. It's not about making sure that it costs you money. It's about spending time with someone. It's about letting them know how you feel. So if you're looking for, an alternate gift for someone, I mean, you know, maybe something like the CFC donating money to a family member's yours favorite charity might be a really good way to go. You can help not only, the people that you're giving the donation to, but you can honor the wishes of the person that you're, giving that donation in their name for as well. So That's my alternate Christmas present for you this year.
Matt, I appreciate that.
You bet.
I'm one of those folks that when I spend so much on so-and-so, I feel like I need to spend the exact same amount on the other, one sister, got to spend the same on the next.
Right. Well, that's especially true if you've got kids. You want to make sure that you're being very fair with that. So it can be kind of difficult. Yeah, just, feel free to back up a little bit and realize that it's not always about the money.
And again, how folks can contact your office? And
the easiest way to get a hold of me is to call, again, the main ACS office, the Army Community Service office. That's where our office is located. You can reach me, telephone number 785-239-9435. And that's just going to be the easiest way to get a hold of me. So.
And again, Fort Riley CFC coordinator Clint Strutt with us today. We'll take a break. We come back. Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald and Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal and Administrator Scott Holzhoff will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMN.